Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Barry Nussbaum.
Hello and welcome to ATP Radio. I'm Barry Nussbaum. Today's show, and I'm not exaggerating, in my four plus decades in politics, is the most explosive stuff I'm ever going to talk about. We're going to talk about one topic and one topic only today, the 2020 presidential election, the biggest election steal, quite possibly, in American, if not world, history. I mean the word steal literally. I'm going to present a mountain of evidence in the next hour that if true, is literally an attack on our democratic values, the structure of our country, the validity of our elections, and whether or not we as Americans can trust that our vote in the future actually means something. Because if what I'm telling you is true, the election was stolen by the utilization of a formerly largely unknown computer software system connected to a formerly unknown computer voting machine company, that you're going to hear a tremendous amount about in the next couple of days, starting very shortly. Not necessarily from just poor little old me, but all over everywhere, and it might even break into the mainstream media. But before I tell you what the evidence is, we have to start with the American hero that broke the story. Her name is Sidney Powell. If you haven't heard of her yet, I assure you, in the next coming days, you will know her quite well. Sidney Powell is an attorney who represents individuals, corporations, and governments in federal appeals in complex litigation. Her practice of law has been primarily in the Fifth Federal Circuit, so she's doing the federal courts. She, get this, has been the lead counsel in more than 500 federal appeals, 350 of them as an assistant United States attorney, and the appellate section chief, meaning the appeals section chief, for the Western and Northern Districts of Texas. She's a past president of the American Academy of Appellate Lawyers and the Bar Association of the Fifth Federal Circuit and a member of the American Law Institute. She's an author. She wrote this bestseller called License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. And that book came about after watching a number of federal prosecutors breaking the rules, making up crimes, hiding evidence, and sending innocent people to prison. So she's quite famous both as an author, as a commentator, and she's been on the news every single day since she has started to leak this story. Now, what does she have to do with Trump? Well, she's now part of the Trump legal team. And this is what she says is coming. I'm going to give you some of the quotes that I've compiled from her last, say, 4 or 5 days being all over the news. And you're going to get the feel for what she says she's going to release, this mountain of evidence, very shortly. Teasers. You ready? Here we go. These are quotes from Sidney. Quote, we're fixing... You know, she's from Texas. We're fixing to overturn the results of the elections in multiple states. President Trump won by not hundreds of thousands of votes, but by millions of votes that were shifted by this software that was designed expressively for that purpose. We have sworn witness testimony of why the software was designed. It was designed to rig elections. We have so much evidence that I feel like it's coming through a fire hose. Unquote. Here's another one. It's the software that was the problem. Even their own manual. She's responding to a question about who wrote it, and it was written by the software company. Even the software company's own manual explains how votes can be wiped away. It's like drag and drop. Trump votes into a separate folder and then delete that folder. Unquote. Here's another one. They can stick a thumb drive in the machine or upload software to it, even from the internet. They can do it from Germany or Venezuela even. They can remote access anything. They can watch votes in real time. They can shift votes in real time. We've identified mathematically the exact algorithm they used and plan to use from the beginning to modify the votes. In this case, to make sure Biden won. That's why he said he didn't need your votes now. He would need you later. Unquote. Now I'm going to give you some names. This is from Rudy Giuliani. Quote, the software that they use is done by a company called Smartmatic. It's a company that was founded by Hugo Chavez. You remember the dictator in South America? And by his two allies who still own it. It's been used to cheat in elections in South America. It was banned by the United States about a decade ago, and it has now come back as a subcontractor to other companies to sort of hide in the weeds. That's from Rudy, President Trump's personal attorney, and the guy leading the fight, so to speak. More from Rudy. Quote, finally, if you want to get down to the votes, let's pick Pennsylvania. We have identified 632,000 illegal votes. It's enough to have the president win that state by 300,000, which is actually what he won it by if you get the Smartmatic machine out, unquote by Rudy. Here's a quote from another attorney on the Trump campaign defense fund. Quote, what we're seeing is that possibly up to 2.7 million votes were simply deleted that were for President Trump. How their voting system was able to have users that would log in and see the votes as they were coming in. If it was a Trump vote, they could manually change it to a Biden vote. They could duplicate the vote if it was a Biden vote and have a person cast not one but six votes for Biden. All of this technology was used. We really need a forensic audit. Unquote. That's from Jenna Ellis, Trump campaign lawyer. Now, listen to this. The lawyers or the politicians? This is from the professor of computer science and engineering at the University of Michigan that was brought in to analyze these machines. Unbelievable quote from an inside expert. Quote, 10 years ago, I was part of the first academic team to conduct a comprehensive security analysis of DRE. DRE are direct recording electronic machines. I was brought in to conduct a comprehensive security analysis of a DRE voting machine. We examined what was at that time the most widely used touchscreen DRE in this country, and we spent several months probing it for vulnerabilities. What we found was disturbing. We could reprogram the machine to invisibly cause any candidate to win. We also created malicious software, vote-stealing code, that could spread from machine to machine like a computer virus and silently change the election outcome. From Alex Halderman, professor of computer science and engineering at the University of Michigan. You're going to love this next quote. You all have heard about the New York Times. They hate President Trump in the worst way. So if they tell you the machines are open to widespread fraud, they ain't saying that to help Trump because they hate Trump. You ready? The concerns about the possible ties between the owners of Smartmatic, that's the software company, and the Chavez government have been well known to the United States foreign policy officials since before the 2004 recall election, in which Mr. Chavez, a strong ally of President Fidel Castro of Cuba, won by an official margin of nearly 20%. That's from the New York Times. Meaning, Smartmatic software can make the election go any way you want. So how big is this maker of the machines, Dominion? Check this out. Dominion controls more than one-third of the voting machine market, involving a half a dozen battleground states, which you will recognize. Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Every state I just mentioned uses their machines. Those are the machines that mysteriously stop counting votes after midnight on Election Day night. In every state, President Trump was ahead, sometimes by hundreds of thousands of votes, and then the counting stopped. By the next morning, after a series of pre-dawn vote dumps, some of which, according to Sidney Powell, went 100% for Joe Biden, the former vice president emerged seemingly victorious, and Dominion voting systems were used in more than 2,000 jurisdictions across 30 states. Getting the picture now? Here's more from Sidney. Quote, I can hardly wait to put forth all of the evidence we have collected on Dominion, starting with the fact that it was created to produce altered voting results in Venezuela for the dictator, Hugo Chavez, and then shift internationally to manipulate votes for purchase in other countries, including this one, the United States. It was also funded by money from Venezuela and Cuba, and China has a role in it also. So if you want to talk about foreign election interference, we certainly have it now. And Sidney goes on. Quote, we have staggering statistical evidence. We have staggering testimony from witnesses, including one who was personally involved in briefings where all of this was discussed and planned, beginning with Hugo Chavez and how it was designed there. And then we saw it happening in this country. And then Sidney describes election night. Quote, as soon as the states shut down on election night and stopped counting, those are the states where the most egregious problems occurred. We also need to look at it, and we're beginning to collect evidence on the financial interests of some of the governors and secretaries of state who actually bought into the Dominion systems. Surprisingly enough, Hunter Biden type graft to line their own pockets by getting a voting machine in that either would make sure their election was successful or they got money for their family from the sale. And now, from a Dominion voting systems insider, this is a whistleblower. She's gone public. Her name is Melissa Carone. She's an IT contractor for Dominion. She described the massive fraud she witnessed on Election Day in Detroit, Michigan. In a sworn affidavit that she signed and submitted November 8th, she stated, quote, at approximately midnight, I was called over to assist one of the counters with a paper jam. And I noticed his PC had a number of over 400 ballots scanned, which means one batch was counted over 8 times. This happened countless times that I witnessed while I was at the TCF Center. That's the main counting center in Detroit. I confronted my manager, Nick Ekonomakis, former vice president of development at Dominion, and I said how big of a problem this was, and Nick told me He didn't want to hear that we have a problem. He told me we are just here to assist with it, with the IT work, and not to run their election. And I said, from my understanding, there's supposed to be a Republican and a Democrat judging these ballots. I overheard numerous workers talking during shift change in which over 200 machines had two Democrats judging the ballots, resulting in an unfair process. And she goes on, quote, when a worker had a ballot that they either could not read or had something spilled on it, they would go to a table that had blank ballots on it, and they would fill out the blank ballot. They were supposed to be filling them out exactly like the one they had received, but this was not the case at all. The workers would sign the name of the person that the ballot belonged to, which is illegal. And I was the only Republican working for Dominion. And on the stage, there were terrible comments being made by the city workers and Dominion workers about Republicans. I did not give out an indication that I was a Republican. I have family at home, and I knew I was going to have to walk to my car at the end of my shift. If anyone had an American flag on their shirt or mask, they were automatically deemed to be Trump supporters. So I called the FBI, and I made a report with them, and I was told they'll get back to me. And the conclusions from Sydney, quote, first, I never say anything I can't prove. Second, the evidence is coming in so fast, I can't process it all. Millions of Americans have written, definitely hundreds of thousands have stepped up with their different experiences of voter fraud. But this is massive election fraud, and I'm very concerned. It involved not only Dominion and its Smartmatic software, but this software essentially was used on other election machines as well. It's the software that was the problem. Even the Smartmatic manual explains how votes can be wiped away. We talked about this earlier. It's drag and drop Trump votes into a separate folder, and then you delete it. She says it's absolutely brazen how people bought this system and why they bought the system. Every state that bought Dominion should, for sure, have a criminal investigation, or at least a serious investigation of the officers in those states who bought the software. And she says, we've even got evidence of kickbacks. Holy cow. She says, we're collecting evidence now from various whistleblowers that are aware of substantial sums of money being given to family members of state officials who bought this software. We're talking about $100 million packages for new voting machines suddenly in multiple states, and benefits ranging from financial benefits for family members to what I would call election insurance, because they know they can win the election if they use the software. And here's another way they did it. She says they can stick a thumb drive in the machine or upload software to it, even from the internet. They can do it from overseas. They can watch in real time, on and on and on and on. Here's a killer final stat. She says, in fact, we've got math in Michigan and Pennsylvania that all of a sudden hundreds of thousands of votes at a 67% ratio for Biden, 23% for Trump, were uploaded multiple times into the system. You getting the picture? How big this is? And it's not just the voting machines. There are reports pouring in of massive corruption and fraud relating to, in addition to the software, duplicate voting by deceased people in every jurisdiction, outdated voter rolls, failing to match signatures, ballots without signatures, and voter intimidation at the vote counters. There are whistleblowers in numbers of states now signing affidavits that allege criminal activity during the voting process. Trump lawyers have filed more than 20 lawsuits in numerous states, and Attorney General William Barr has authorized federal prosecutors to probe irregularities. By the way, before I go on and give you more, because there is more, I want you to be aware that we'll be taking and answering your calls. The number to call in is 516 516-595-8069. That question will come right to me. 516-595-8069. Here's an interesting thought, and it's not proof, but something to think about. A number of forensic accountants have applied the so-called Benford's Law of Statistical Probability, and they say that the election results, particularly in Pennsylvania, show clear signs of fraud. On November 12th, President Trump tweeted, they believe now as many as 2.7 million Trump votes were deleted in Pennsylvania and switched to Biden, and other states as well using this same software. So, how did Dominion respond? I mean, this story is starting to come out now, and you would expect that there would be a huge response from Dominion and denials, and they are coming in. After the allegations have emerged, questioning the integrity of the Dominion voting machines, this is wild. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency is called CISA, C-I-S-A, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. It's a part of the Department of Homeland Security. They issued a statement on November 12th saying, quote, the November 3rd election was the most secure in American history. Now, before I give you the backstory on that quote, that's a huge statement to make. It's a huge statement to make. And I've seen and heard that statement on television maybe two dozen times. Every time there's a story on Dominion, on every network, somebody reads this quote. The Department of Homeland Security says it's the most secure in American history. And you know where I'm hearing it? On every platform. I heard it on Fox. I heard it on CNN. Duh. It's all over Facebook with their independent fact checkers retweeting the same thing over and over and over again. You ready for the backstory on CISA? What the Department of Homeland Security has failed to disclose to the American public is that Dominion Voting Systems is a member of CISA's election infrastructure. They're on the Coordinating Council. They're one of the two entities that authored the statement put out by CISA. Here's more from that same statement. Quote, there's no evidence that any voting system deleted or lost votes, change votes, or was in any way compromised. So if you just heard that, and it's from the U.S. government, right? And the announcer says, and this is from Trump's Department of Homeland Security, you would think this was BS, right? The statement continues. While we know there are many unfounded claims and opportunities for misinformation about the process of our elections, we can assure you we have the utmost confidence in the security, integrity of our elections, and you should too. Both Dominion and Smartmatic have dismissed concern over their systems. Okay? So CISA comes out with a statement, Dominion comes out with a statement, Smartmatic comes out with a statement. Here's the inside story. Both Dominion and Smartmatic are listed as members of CISA's Sector Coordinating Council. They're on the board. They are the organizing members. And they helped write the statement. It's their job. This council is to serve as the primary liaison between the election subsector and federal, state and local agencies, including DHS, Department of Homeland Security, concerning, among other things, the elections. So, boy, oh boy, talk about the fox guarding the hen house. Are you hearing me? The Department of Homeland Security gave the statement over to the Coordinating Council of CISA, of which Dominion and Smartmatic sit on the board and drafted the statement. Holy cow! So you ask the fox, are you guarding the hen house? Absolutely. Any hens get eaten? No. Did you eat any hens? No. Okay, good enough for me. Get it? It's BS. It's totally BS. And I hope that's clear, because it should be. By the way, I just had a quote sent to me by the Epoch Times. The FEC, Federal Election Commission chairman for the whole United States, just released this quote. If Sidney Powell says there was rampant voter fraud, I believe her. Let's listen to that guy instead of this goofball self-governing CISA counselor, Council of Governing Body for the Department of Homeland Security. Let me take a couple questions. One viewer, listener, I should say, unless they're looking at my picture while they listen to my voice, why are they, the U.S. government, why are they, meaning Sidney Powell and this group, waiting if they have the proof? I've been asking the same question, and from what I understand, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. So what that means to me is when you go to court, probably the SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, you better have all your evidence lined up. You better have all your ducks in a row, because if Sidney was to come in to court with just allegations without all of the evidence lined up, and the SCOTUS says no, no review, insufficient evidence, goodbye, you don't get a second bite at the apple. Let me tell you what I mean by that. There's right and wrong, and then there's what if you are right, does it matter? Let me tell you what I mean by that. If you allege voter fraud and you can prove it, and for example, in Atlanta, the elections commissioner said that they found a whole bunch of ballots that were never turned in. I don't know if you know about this. It was announced yesterday. There were a bunch of boxes that some goofball never put into the counting machines. And on the audit that's going on in Georgia, they added those votes in. But if President Trump is losing by 10,000 votes and you find 600 or whatever, don't quote me on the numbers, that weren't included, yeah, that's a screw up. If somebody took the boxes home, that's voter fraud. But you don't set aside an election, especially a national election, especially for President of the United States, if the evidence, if true on its face, a prima facie case, as we say in the law, that proves itself logically, but not enough to overturn the election, SCOTUS won't take the case because it's not important enough. Yes, there's a crime. Yes, it's illegal. Yes, prosecution will probably take place, but the Supreme Court of the United States will not intervene and overturn the, quote, wrong will of the people. I hope I'm making that clear. So I don't blame Sidney from being deliberate. Let me take another question. Why did a banned program from the United States make its way back into our voting system? Absolutely great question. And as I see it, semantics, voting software that runs the Dominion voting systems came in through a subsidiary company that was created under a different name but under the same control to be able to be used without their name attached to it. That's my understanding, according to Sidney Powell. Okay, one more quick question before I go back to more evidence. Good question, too. Should we just go ahead and ban electronic voting? Oh, my God, yes. Or have some sort of independent body do the investigation and come up with a hack-proof vote counting system that is bulletproof. If the greatest minds in the country can run the supercomputers used by the NSA, by the CIA, by the Pentagon, by the Department of Homeland Security, by NASA, how many agencies do you want me to name? And they can make them unhackable. Why in the world would you buy a system designed by a company controlled by and founded by the dictator who slaughters his own people in South America and uses that system to stay in power? Makes no sense to me. So electronic voting makes a lot more sense than having warehouses full of paper ballots, but at the same time, make it a system that is verifiably independent of outside influence, which means Republicans and Democrats, scientists and intellectuals, academics and engineers all get together and everybody approves the system, not this BS. Because what happened, as best as we can tell right now, is the biggest voter fraud in history. You know, now that I think about it, I'm going to tell you something that I did not include in my talking points today, but it's breaking right now, and I just watched a video from overseas, so I'm going to tell you about it, but I haven't verified it for sure. Apparently, there are server farms running these machines in both Germany and Spain. It's weird. Why are they there? I don't know. I told you, I haven't verified this, but it's coming from a number of sources. According to what I understand, and this is part of the Sidney Powell story, but it's so outlandish that I don't know what to make of it other than just to tell you what it is. U.S. Army agents in the last few days raided the server farms in both countries, seized the machines intact, with the software intact. And supposedly, and I've seen a number of videos today verifying what I'm going to tell you now, which is that the Army investigators, these are the top-notch computer guys and gals, have gotten into the machines and they can tell when they were accessed from outside, where they were accessed from, specifically location and the sign-ins, what was done to change the information being tabulated, and how those machines talk to the machines back in the various states in the United States. And those machines were seized by agents of the American military. And the story is, and like I said, I don't know this to be true, that's why Secretary of Defense Mark Esper was suddenly fired by President Trump with no warning and no explanation last week. The story goes that he's an agent of the deep state, and you know what that is, the bureaucrats that want to continue in power for their own purposes, reporting to higher-ups not elected by the people, not for the people, but with their own agenda. And with Esper out of the way and a temporary Secretary of Defense in place, the raid could not have been stopped by the Secretary of Defense, or the machines could not have been destroyed. You with me? Don't tell me Barry said it, and you said it was true. I'm telling you, full disclosure, I don't know. By the way, when you call in, if you have a question, you need to press 1 so Annie, our producer, will see your question and it will light up on her screen so she can send it back to me. Again, that number is 516-595-8069. 516-595-8069. Press 1. You'll get her. She'll get it to me. Okay? So let's go on. How bad is the Dominion system? Here's what the states that have reviewed it and went public with their opinions have said. In the state of Texas, the attorney general for the state of Texas is a guy named Ken Paxton. He said the Lone Star State, Texas, rejected Dominion voting systems and their ballot counting software used all over the United States, quote, due to its vulnerability to fraud and unauthorized manipulation. The attorney general of the state of Texas said that about the exact machine I'm telling you about. He says, Texas rejected using Dominion voting systems in 2009 after, quote, finding multiple hardware and software issues that preclude the office of the Texas Secretary of State from determining that the Democracy Suite 5.5A system satisfies each of the voting system requirements set forth in the Texas Election Code. Here's more detail from Attorney General Ken Paxton. Yeah, Texas looked at Dominion for the voting systems. It goes through both the Texas Secretary of State and also the Texas Attorney General's office. We have had these things tested, and listen to this. This is his quote, and they have failed every time. We have not approved these voting systems based on repeated software and hardware issues. It was determined they were not accurate and that they failed. They had vulnerability to fraud and unauthorized manipulation. Holy cow! This isn't a maybe. This is the Secretary of State of the largest geographic state, at least, in the continental United States, and way up there in Electoral College votes, saying the machines used across the country in every single swing state suck. And they failed every single time. Hello? Are you listening, America? The machines and the software don't work. They're subject to fraud and manipulation, and they failed every single test in Texas. Let me go on. It's not just in Texas. In Illinois, in 2016, during the meeting at the Illinois State Board of Elections, the Vice President of Engineering for Dominion, Dr. Eric Coomer, was asked, this is the Dominion guy testifying in front of the state of Illinois. He was asked, is it possible to bypass your election system software and go directly to the data tables that manage the systems running the elections in Illinois? Coomer responded, yes, if they have access, unquote. When he was asked who has access to the data tables, Coomer replied, oh my God, ready? Quote, vendors, election officials, and others who need to be granted access. Unquote. Sharon Maroney of the Illinois-based Defend the Vote then wrote, This is an operating system configuration. It's notable that when someone accesses these systems from a data table, their actions are not logged by the system. In other words, there's no trace of them logging in. It makes detection much more problematic. This contradicts Dr. Coomer's assurances to Illinois that the system is secure. You worried yet? Here's a question. A listener asked, does this mean the emergency Democratic votes which showed up in the middle of the night make up a minority of the fraudulent votes? There's a semantical problem in that we don't really know where the votes came from. We just know that the numbers changed dramatically from about 11:30 to midnight on election night till 8 o'clock the following morning. All voting tabulation was frozen. According to Sidney Powell, it was frozen overnight because if it had continued all night and by the morning you're at 90% counted, then you can't say another 30% came in because mathematically everyone would reject it. But by saying we only counted 60% or 55% on election day, then it makes sense, at least logically, that the vote could switch to the other side. So I don't know the answer to your question. I really don't know because there's no way to be able to figure it out unless Sidney Powell is right that the machines seized in Germany and Spain have tracking information. Supposedly they do. I've actually seen a video. It's about an hour long. You can get it on YouTube, and you'll see how they analyze the system. It's very complicated. You got to be a little bit of a techno nerd to follow, but they explain how they did it and how the fraud can be verified. So more states have spoken out against these machines in the past. This fraud is rampant. In 2018, listen to this. Voters in South Carolina, this was in the midterms, right, were reporting machines that were switching their votes after they'd inputted them. In Missouri, it was reported that scanners were rejecting paper ballots as they were being submitted. And machines were refusing to accept the votes in Indiana, causing long lines. Researchers are now saying that there are previously undisclosed vulnerabilities in nearly three dozen back-end election systems over 10 states. And here's a story from Pennsylvania. There was a state judicial election in 2019, okay? Someone running for a judgeship in Pennsylvania said he got 164 votes out of 55,000 votes cast. And the Republican chairman said, that's a problem. These kinds of problems threaten the integrity of our elections and demonstrate the importance of election systems that are strong, durable, and not vulnerable to attack. Boy, I couldn't agree more. From Georgia has an interesting question. Thanks, Keith. Why can't the state legislators call for an audit for suspected foul play? Well, I think, here's why. Nobody, from what I understand, on a state level has this evidence yet. Everybody has anecdotal stories, right? An anecdotal story is no more than, hey, I heard this, or somebody said this, or I witnessed this. But go back to what I said a few minutes ago, okay? Unless the courts federal courts, state courts, or the SCOTUS, have enough evidence presented to them to change the election outcome, they won't intervene. Why? Because they shouldn't. Are you hearing me? We know it's a crime. It's a federal crime to interfere fraudulently with a federal election. You go to prison for that. There's so many stories floating around of people coming in with a zillion ballots from an old age home. I've heard about half a dozen of these. And one of the stories, there was a crew going to old age homes and walking in, picking up their ballots at the front desk and going room to room to room and saying, let me help you, let me fill this out for you, sign here. And then they would harvest those ballots and take them in, make them for whatever candidate was their candidate. You can guess what they were writing in. It doesn't start with a T, it starts with a B. But if a court hears that case, the court will not overrule the electors on a state-by-state basis. They won't overrule the Secretary of State's verification of the vote. Why? Because they're not finding fraud in big enough numbers. It has to be big enough to overturn the election. State legislatures are in the same position. You know, there's an interesting Electoral College challenge, and that is under the Constitution, and I talked about this a week ago on television, where state legislatures have the right to overrule the popular vote if they feel the popular vote does not reflect the will of the people. Now, that's a slippery slope where they say, well, the electors are the wrong electors, so we're going to put in Trump electors instead of Biden electors. They got to be damn sure. And GOP representatives in numerous states say they're not willing to do that absent overwhelming proof. And that's not proof, you know, of 500 ballots from an old age home or 6,000 dead people. Or in the case of Michigan, one of the machines flipped several thousand votes from Trump to Biden. Yeah, it's terrible. I agree. Yeah, it should be fixed. I agree. Is it going to change the election? No. That's why the states aren't going to step up unless they've seen the evidence, and Sydney hasn't let it out yet. Here's a question I really like. Can we switch the votes back, or will we have to have a revote? That's an interesting question. You know, the courts often ask two questions, and these are the two questions you've got to think about, right, as a voter, as a proud American, as a patriot, and someone who gives a damn. Which story is right, and what's the remedy? The second question is critical, and most people don't think about it. Let's discuss that. The first question, who's right? Let's just say the evidence says there's all this voter fraud, okay? Then the courts are often asked, well, fix it. And then the courts will turn around, and even the Supreme Court, when they have lawyers like Sidney Powell in front of them in the courtroom, will say, what are you asking us to do? Meaning, what is the remedy you are requesting? That comes from the lawyers. And this is where it gets a little sticky. And I'm not sure I'm comfortable with anything other than what I'm going to tell you. And here's what I mean by that. You can't change votes, let's just say hypothetically, from Biden to Trump, unless you have irrefutable proof of which votes were changed and when by whom. And then the remedy would be appropriate if you were a judge with great wisdom sitting in your big chair with your black robe at the Supreme Court, because you would feel comfortable that you were creating a remedy that fixed it, the harm that you had just agreed had been done, because the evidence was so clear and you believe the evidence was enough to change the election. Here's the remedy I like. ATP put out something that we worked very hard on called the Resolution to Save America, and it's on our website, americantruthproject.org. I urge all of you to go and get it. Download it, copy it, paste it, forward it, send it to your friends, understand it. We're suggesting a revote. And a revote under a new system without these BS machines that everybody knows or will know very quickly was fraudulent. Please, please, please stop believing every mainstream media outlet, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNBC, and even Fox, saying there's no evidence of voter fraud. This is the most dramatic evidence of voter fraud possibly in world history, for sure in American history. And as I've said in many times over the last few weeks, as Stalin used to say, it doesn't matter who votes for you. It matters who counts your votes. Get it? You can vote for whoever you want, but if the system counts it their way, your vote is a waste. You might as well stay home. And so many millions of people are feeling that. There were a jillion of them on the mall in Washington this weekend, very upset that their votes were taken away and they weren't counted. And if Sidney Powell is right, I personally think she is. She's got maybe the most sterling reputation of any appellate lawyer in America today. Hundreds and hundreds of cases argued up to the Supreme Court. Former U.S. attorney. She's a big deal. And she says she never says anything publicly that she can't prove with evidence. And people I've talked to that know her have verified that. No BS. If she says it, it's true. Take it to the bank. We're waiting on bated breath for that to come out. So what's the next step? Well, Sidney Powell's got a great line. I think she said this on Fox. I saw her say it at the end. She said, "I'm about to release the Kraken." It's a reference to Greek mythology, this monster that you let out that is unstoppable once it's released. She says she has a fire hose of evidence, thousands of affidavits signed under penalty of perjury, meaning people are taking this seriously and need to be heard and want to be heard and want to testify. Will it be time to step in and stop certification by the Electoral College? Will the courts do it? Will the SCOTUS do it? Please, please go to American Truth Project. Download our Resolution to Save America. Post it. Send it out to your friends and contacts. Don't take this line down. It's that important. And I'm going to close with this question. I like it. It's a perfect closing question. Thanks. I don't know who sent it in, but I appreciate being able to answer it. I'm just going to read it verbatim. If, God forbid, you were Joe Biden, how secure would you feel about your win, that's in quotes, right now? Great question. You know, if it was anybody else, I would say insecure, very nervous, needing to hire a lot of lawyers to protect my win, and the win is in quotes. However, having said that, I am astounded that Joe Biden was picked as the candidate of the Democrat Party. He was literally the most infirm, mentally non-competent national politician I have ever seen run for Senate, run for governor, run for a major office, want to be appointed to a cabinet position, let alone president of the United States. And in my heart of hearts, I can't believe he won. Not because of his policies, not because of the people around him, simply because America, we all saw the same guy, a man unable to answer a question, even if the answer was on the teleprompter 5 feet in front of him. Come on. Who, with a straight face, can say, yeah, he's got his stuff together. Yeah, Biden's clicking on all cylinders. Oh, yeah, his elevator goes all the way to his top floor. No way. Everybody knows there ain't something right there. They kept him in the basement. Great strategy. They kept him away from the press. Great strategy. He never had a rally of more than a couple dozen people on the same day Trump was having 25,000 people. Do you realize in one day Trump outdrew every single person that Biden brought to every single public appearance after he was declared the candidate of the Democrat Party, put together one rally 1,000 times bigger than everything Biden did. And even then, he couldn't answer questions. He stumbled and bumbled. And I don't want to get into the Sean Hannity highlight reel, but you ought to go on YouTube. It's depressing. He can't answer a question without a script in front of him. And he, quite honestly, unless SCOTUS steps in, might be president of the United States. Go to ATP, AmericanTruthProject.org. Get our resolution to save America and send it everywhere. And please, if you haven't subscribed to our text message alert system so you get this and all of our shows, please take out your phone, text the message TRUTH in the message box, and send it to 88202. Send the message TRUTH to 88202. You'll be automatically subscribed to our text message alert system. You'll never miss a show. You'll be in touch with us, and you'll get everything on your phone for free. Please fight back for your country, America. Be patriotic. Get involved, and don't let this go. We need to know the truth. And according to Sidney Powell, my new American hero and super patriot, we're going to know this week. And I hope it's today or tomorrow before the Electoral College sits down and actually starts certifying the vote. Because the farther down the road we go, the more difficult it becomes to undo it. It will get us. It will get to SCOTUS if the evidence is big enough, and God willing, they'll make the right decision. Thanks for joining me today on ATP Radio. I'm Barry Nussbaum.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text the word TRUTH, TRUTH, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.